Warning. This podcast may contain spoilers from whatever TV show or movie is mentioned. Please listen at your own discretion. Welcome to Viewers Anonymous.
Yo, what's going on? I am Scoots Bronson.
And I am S. Foster.
That's right, and you're tuned into another episode of the Viewers Anonymous podcast, where we give you our very own reviews and takes of movies and TV straight out of Hollywood. Brother man, we got a great episode today. This one is one that I had to binge watch. I wasn't on the train, you know what I'm saying? I know you were, because you definitely mess with this show. Today we doing True Detective Season 4. I feel like I'm missing a whole bunch of shit, but I still feel like with this season, I'm not really missing too much. But let's go ahead and get into the trailer real quick. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Some people come to Alaska to escape. Get away from something. Sometimes they come here looking for something. Sometimes they find it. I'm working on this case. This man disappeared 48 hours ago.
It was the last sunset before the long night. Theory is they went out to watch it. It was a weather event.
Yeah, I'm treating this like a murder case.
How scared do you have to be to run out in the ice without any shoes?
Hey, this is a crime scene! No more fucking around!
You think I want to work with you? Take a look in the mirror. No one can stand you. I'm just gonna do this one thing. Work together to close this case. And that's it for the two of us.
Yes, it is. You don't really think we're gonna find them, do you?
You're the one who believes in miracles.
We ain't got shit. We don't have anything.
Sure you're up for this?
This third day of dark and it's already getting weird.
This is Ennis. Some questions just don't have answers.
From Night Country. It takes us one by one.
It's crazy the shit we survive.
All right, so like I said, man, True Detective, Season 4, Night Country.
Part 1.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is where things get tricky, okay? Because there was a lot of what I deemed to be hallucination, but because it's dealing with indigenous peoples and... you know what I'm saying? The land of Alaska, which is a state, but not really a state, I guess you could say. Because, like, Alaska don't feel like a United States state.
Man, right? They like, stole that shit or something.
Something happened
where they just gave... Like, why would Canada just give them that shit? Like,
okay, now we on the same page. Because I'm like, yo, bro, that's Canada. That's not... that don't got shit to do with us, for real. But somehow it's a state, right? My thing is this, right? Where is the Alaskan hockey team? Riddle me that. Right? I've never seen, like, the Anchorage Antlers or none of that shit. I've never seen the Alaskan hockey team. We don't know nothing about the Alaskan pro hockey team, which to me is a fucking loss in what's that, the NHL? It's a whole loss in the NHL, right? So, yeah. I feel the same way about Hawaii, because they have a college, right? University of Hawaii. And they used to go and do the Pro Bowl there. But we don't have a pro Hawaiian team in football.
True.
Right?
Which is wild because they're trying to put a team in fucking London.
That's what I'm saying, bro. They are missing every, bro. Put a fucking pro team in Hawaii. Put a NFL pro team in Hawaii. Put a NHL pro team in Anchorage. Let them niggas be like the Anchorage fucking sea bass or whatever the fuck the animal is for Alaska, and let that shit rock.
And this the wild part. They've had two NBA teams in Canada, Vancouver and Toronto, but we don't put shit in Alaska.
That's what I'm saying. Supposed to be a state. Bro, you wanna know how the Hawaii Lays would have played in the NBA? I mean, I get it, like most of the niggas short, but still, like, we could have had a bunch of Iversons running around and we would have never known.
Well, but see, I think the reason why is because what they ended up doing with Hawaii University, right? Like,
yeah.
So what the way they used to recruit was they used to, you know, the old way of recruiting, where, you know, you would go on your visit, you know, view the campus, all that type of shit.
Let me tell you something. As the coach of Hawaii, I want to know who the head coach of Hawaii is. I got to look this up because this nigga is failing tremendously.
Well, this is the problem. And see, what ended up happening was,
yeah.
Well, obviously, you know, they might have been in the Mountain West.
Yeah.
And what ended up happening was they just started realizing that these players, they were just going just to have a trip to Hawaii. They had no intentions on going there. They just used the visit to go to Hawaii.
If I would have got a fucking letter from Hawaii,
you would have done it too. You'd have been like,
Alabama could have hit me up, O State, and you know I'm O State. Fuck the Buckeyes. I'm going to Hawaii, brother. Okay. I don't even know their mascot. I don't even know what they fucking shit is.
They're the Warriors.
Whatever. I would have been out there doing the haka. Okay? Because what? Let me tell you something. The fact that Hawaii can go to the what's the basketball Olympics?
The basketball Olympics.
Oh my God! What is that shit called? The fuck FIBA. The fact that Hawaii can go to FIBA as an actual team and not be a part of America lets me know everything. Listen, I would have been in Hawaii with them niggas doing the haka. Dude, I'd have been hocking everywhere. I look Samoan too. I'd have been in there. It's nothing. Come on, man. Come on, man. Draw them lines. I shave all this. Draw them lines right there. Get me to Hawaii, brother. First off, Carly Reese. Let's talk about her. Okay? Fine. Beautiful. Okay.
Dude, she's from Rhode Island, my guy.
I know she's from Rhode Island. Ex-boxer.
Yeah.
Ex-boxer. Let me tell you something. When I found out who she was, when she was punching niggas in the show, I was like, yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. It makes all the sense in the world. So, real quick, just to give you guys a quick synopsis of what this show is about. It's True Detective is an anthology series about detectives who go on pretty much manhunts of code cases at the end of the day, right? And so this season was pretty much a cold case of Ann Cowatock, and they were trying to figure out why she was killed or murdered. I'm sorry, why she was murdered. Excuse me. Why she was murdered. And they pretty much went through the whole series trying to figure out what this murder was about, why she had got murdered, so on and so forth. And the what was the Sky Tech? It was a Sky Tech?
Man, I forget what the damn company was called, but it was this research station.
Yeah. Well, no, the research station was Salaw. It was TSASS TSASALAL, Salal, the Salal Research Station. But the mining company was the Sky Tech Mining Company or something like that.
So it was something like that.
Yeah. So pretty much the mining company was doing some things that they shouldn't have been doing, and they were in cahoots with the Salal station that was out there doing some scientific research, quote unquote. And basically, Trooper Navarro and Captain Denver were basically on patrol together one day, and they covered a murder-suicide, which didn't happen to be a murder-suicide. We'll get into that later. And pretty much, Denver was separated from Navarro, didn't want to work with Navarro, whatever. And Navarro was pretty much demoted to trooper. This is the thing, bro. I like this season because what it does is it gives you this supernatural appeal, right? So, like, once you start watching this, once you see this, you think it has something to do with the supernatural, because you got this dude who's like standing at the scientific station and he's shaking and convulsing and all this other shit. And he's like, she's awake. And next thing you know, niggas die. And you like, oh shit, what happened? Next thing you know, a nigga come drop some shit off. He like, where the fuck is everybody at? He see a nigga run across the hallway and he like, oh, I got to get the fuck out of here because this is some freaky shit. I ain't got nothing to do with this. And then next thing you know, here come these two detectives trying to figure out this whole thing of what the fuck is not only happening here, but there was a murder, which this place just so happens to somehow be involved with. So you seen this when this shit was coming out. You watched True Detective. You know about True Detective. Tell me how you felt about this season, because I think this season was amazing.
I really like this season, and to place it in Alaska, which still the best thing I've ever seen to come out of Alaska is 30 Days a Night, but it's just
come on, talk about it.
But they also took from that with it being, you know what I'm saying, in the night season, the last where it stayed dark, yep, the whole season. So that was pretty cool as well. But to add, like, let's say this. Jodie Foster is one of those actresses that been doing this shit for
decades.
Over 3 decades.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
one of those things, like, her name just don't come up when you're, yep, talking about greats.
Yep.
And it's weird because she got so much stuff under her belt. It's just one of those things where it's just when you rattling off those names, she's one of those ones who you just tend to forget. Yeah. But you know, for her to step into this lane and for them to go the women's route, because you know the other True Detectives were men, but to also place in Alaska, but also to put in the indigenous part of it, you know what I'm saying, where people are very spiritual, and then you have her daughter, well, stepdaughter from her previous marriage. And so she got with an indigenous type of guy, but she don't fuck with her.
You're
but
right.
Really nobody fuck with her. But then you kind of find out later on by watching it is that she was placed there in Ennis because, yeah, she was on some bullshit on her last, I think, was she a, well, I don't know how high ranked she was at the other place before they put her there, but she had that resentment and kept that resentment really till the last episode, to the season finale, where she finally kind of let go of that resentment because she just really was just a bitch to everybody. So to see this new case as far as the researchers being, you know, missing and then found in the fucking ice. And then come to find out this shit is connected to the last case that her and Navarro worked together. So they didn't like each other. Then you find out they don't like each other because Navarro fucking shot the dude. And so that kind of put a strain on their relationship. But then what I liked about this show was the multiple storylines within the show with every development of the characters.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I just thought that anytime, for me anyway, anytime that you can put, you know what I'm saying, the multiple storylines, and I think they did a really good job in putting, how do I put this? Like putting screen time on all the multiple stories. I think they did a really good job of that, because it's like, you know what I'm saying, when it came to Peter and his wife and his whole situation, and then they're like, yo, why you do everything Danvers do? Every time she call, you go. And then his dad worked there, and then his dad had his own fucking shit going on. So it was just like, now, I'm only saying this, and that this show isn't as good as this show, but what just came to my mind, an example is fucking The Crowded Room. Like, there were so many storylines.
Characters, yeah. The characters.
Yeah, and I think they did a good job in giving the amount of time to every story that it kind of needed, if I'm making sense.
You know what? This reminds me of Mayor of Easttown. And
a lower version. You know, yeah. I hold that shit to a high regard. No,
for sure, for sure.
I see what you're saying. But I see what you're saying.
But the reason I say it reminds me of that is because, right, you have Mayor, who is essentially Denver, and she has her own thing going on. But there's multiple storylines that lead up to the ultimate story. And I feel like this is kind of in that same vein of, you have Denver, you have Peter, or you just got the Pryor family. Let's just say the Pryor family. You got the Pryor family. You have Navarro, you have Rose, you had, well, Rose is kind of entangled in Navarro's storyline, right? Yeah. You have Kowtalk, who's, her storyline is in it, even though she's not technically in it, but this is really about her ultimately. And so now her storyline involves T'Sol, and it involves the Sky High Mining Company. So you have all of these stories, you know what I'm saying, mixed up in this soup, and it's like, yo, every bite you get in every episode is worth it, because her story, like you said, is, you know, her stepdaughter and taking her in and making sure she's good, and then it's Navarro with her sister, but also with her background. And then you have, you know what I'm saying, the aunt, what is it? Cocktail? Cocktail?
Shit, I don't know.
One of them. But you got Anne and her story with the whole T'Sol shit, or T'Sol, I think that's what it was. But it's like, you got all that shit mixed up, and everything has to deal with this one main central storyline of what's going on in Ennis. Just the same way everything had to do with what was going on in Easttown, right?
Yeah.
And the beauty of this is they're able to take everything and culminate it into what, 6 episodes?
Yes.
Bro, great writing. The casting was amazing, because even though they're not big names, they all did a perfect job. And excuse me. And not only that, the setting of this whole thing makes the perfect sense, right? Because you have this place where you have these indigenous peoples who you can use what is to believe to be their storied history and their quote unquote, I don't want to say religion, but their beliefs. I say beliefs.
Yeah.
Yep. So you got their beliefs mixed into this whole thing where on the other side, you have the police, you have the people of the town, and then you have this this case that's going on that they're trying to figure out. So all of that culminated into like the perfect fucking show. And it's, you don't get that. And I know a lot of people have been saying, like, compared to the first three seasons, this one hasn't been as good and this one ain't been as interesting, but this, I feel like this was the perfect version of storytelling in a TV, in a television episodic show. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit was amazing to me.
Yeah, and I like how, like I said, like, when it comes to their beliefs, and then also, I mean, you could kind of throw religion in there as well. But then, like, when you look at Navarro and her sister, you know, with her sister dealing with, you know, mental. Well, I mean, I think it was mental issues as far as in the depression line, where her, and then also her sister was, you know, involved with drugs and alcohol and things like that, and Navarro, with dealing with the things what her sister were dealing with, and also trying to take care of her sister because both of them didn't have their parents anymore. I think that's why. I think both of them had some of those issues, but Navarro dealt with hers a different way. As far as like the one dude that, you know, it felt like she didn't want to commit to him, but she would like just show up to his house and then just want to have sex, but he would want to talk and have a conversation, but Navarro didn't really want to talk. Like, she didn't want to live with him. She didn't want to have a conversation with him. Like, everything was completely sexual with her. And I think that the reason why it was sexual with her is because of like dealing with the issues that her sister had, but also she had issues, but she just dealt with them differently than her sister.
Absolutely.
So I thought that dynamic of showing those two and then her sister end up doing what she ended up doing, like, it felt like Navarro kind of felt like that was like her destiny too. But
you know what? Okay, so I'm glad you brought that up, because remember when Navarro was talking to Rose?
Yes.
And they were in Rose's house, and Rose was explaining to her, like, I didn't see the... She said she didn't start seeing the dead until...
her son died.
What's his name? Charlie?
I forget what his name was, but I know it was her son. It was her son who showed her the bodies.
Right.
She said that her son showed her the bodies.
Right. So her son basically was a part of the initial investigation that Navarro and Danver were a part of. And it was pretty much ultimately decided as a murder-suicide. And while her son was quote-unquote showing her, you know, where the bodies were of the people of the Salal station and so on and so forth, she ended up basically talking to Navarro. And her and Navarro ended up having some sort of relationship, like some sort of friendship, which was crazy because Navarro pretty much ended up being the one killing her son.
Yeah.
And they never got to that, which I thought was something that they should have got to, but they kind of skipped that. But I thought that would have been perfect to see, right? But so Navarro is talking to Rose, who ultimately she killed her son, and she's talking to her about seeing Charlie and all of these other things. And then Rose had told her, like, so basically you see the dead, right? Eventually you see the dead, and then you got different kinds, right? You got ones who want to, what was it? It was ones that want to show you something, or get you to something, and then there's ones who want to, you know what I'm saying, come back to you because they miss you, and then there's ones who want to take them with you, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think with Julia, her sister, she was dealing with the ones who wanted to take them with her.
Yeah.
And Navarro was dealing with the same thing. I think the only difference is Navarro had Denver with her, who pretty much could keep her separated from the visions and the hallucinations she was having.
I just think that she just wasn't a believer because she didn't believe any of the shit. Like, anytime Navarro would be like, yo, can you hear that? She's like, yo, you don't hear anything.
Well, like, see, this is the difference too, right? So remember when Navarro was talking to the dude that was with Annie, right? Annie's, I don't know if it was her boyfriend or husband or whoever, but she went to go talk to him at the house, and she was saying, like, you know, she was pretty much looking back into the investigation. Annie was against the whole mining thing, which was crazy because her boyfriend was a part of it, whatever. But then her boyfriend, Annie's boyfriend, had asked Navarro, and she was like, yo, I mean, he said, yo, why do you believe in God? Like, do you believe in God? And she was like, yeah. He was like, why? And she was like, you know, pretty much it's some shit that I can't really get into, but, you know, trust me, it's something that has helped me. And we come to find out that Navarro and Julia's mom had some things going on with her that she was dealing with. And because that was something that she dealt with, when she was talking to Rose was pretty much explaining to her about, you know what I'm saying, the three different types of death that come to see you, but also, remember, Rose said, don't confuse mental illness with spiritual shit, right? And so I felt like Navarro, because she was separated from it, or she separated herself from it, because it was at one point in time where they went to go interview or interrogate, I forgot what his name was, but they went to go interrogate him at his house, and he starts speaking in the native language, and he was like, yo, what's your name? And she was like, Evangeline Navarro, and he was like, nah, fuck that. And he starts speaking in native language and was like, what's your real name? And she hesitated and was like, I already told you what it was. And he was like, oh, yeah, you forgot. And later on in the series, we see that a hand reaches out to her, but calls her by her native name. And we come to find out that that was Denver's son that was speaking to her, because that died. Yeah, Harold. Or Harlan. So it was her son that was speaking to her and was like, yo, let mom know everything is okay. And later on, it comes to be that Denver actually understands, because she ends up in a situation where she has to understand, because now she's a part of it, right? And she's starting to have these hallucinations and these visions. And so I think that, you know what I'm saying, with Navarro having to deal with Julia also, you know what I'm saying, growing up and having to protect Julia from what she thought her mom was going through, that's what ultimately led her to, you know what I'm saying, like, switching beliefs. And when he asked her that, you know, shit, like she said, she was like, yo, it's bigger than what you can even fathom at this point, right? Like, it's so much other shit behind that that adds to the fact that I believe in, you know what I'm saying, like, the Christian God or whatever. And they had that little back and forth or whatever. And I think because of what she had been through in her life, that was the reason that she kind of got away from that. And once again, forgetting where she comes from.
True. But I also think, like, even what they said in the trailer with, you know, the people that are in Alaska, they either running for something or, like, you know, in in Danvers' place, she was just kind of sent there. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, what it felt like, a lot of the main character. Now, this is with life, period. Like,
yeah,
we all are, you know what I'm saying, going through some shit. You know what I'm saying? We all got, like, shit going on. But, you know, it felt like the small town of Ennis, it's like, it felt like there was a lot of, like, it was small town stuff, but then at the same time, it was like everybody had
small town though.
Yeah, but it's like everybody had like some kind of, you know what I'm saying, serious issue.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think gives a show like a different type of pulse, because when you look at Danvers, because Danvers was really, if you really think about it, her and Navarro was really the same side of two different coins, really, in a way. Literally, because she was, you know what I'm saying, sleeping around with the other dude, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, she's not, like, trying to get, like, in a relationship with him, but she just really wanted to use him for sex. Like, Navarro was using the one dude for sex. And then... yeah, and then they ended up going to the one lady's house, and she was pissed. I forget what she was, because like the lady that was the teacher's house. Yeah, because she was at the hockey joint. I guess she owned it or whatever, and she had to ask her, could we?
She was like the manager or some shit.
Yeah, she was something. I can't remember what she was, but. When they went over there, and basically say, what the fuck you doing here? And like, I'm not here for him and all this type of shit. Then you find out she was fucking him too. And it's like you looking at it, and it's like, yo, it's like everybody got like some kind of fucking issue going on. Right. And then when you look at Hank fucking, yo, hold on, I gotta ask you this. Did Hank get catfished?
Did he get cat? No, he got scammed.
Because
he was a victim of the scam, brother. Remember, Peter asked him, yo, did you send that motherfucker some money? And Hank was like, anyway, so I was thinking about, yeah, nigga, you got scammed.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, like, what are you doing, dude? He's sitting around playing the guitar, waiting on this motherfucker to show up, and they never showed up.
I'm not gonna lie. So at first I felt sorry for Hank. I was like, damn, man, my man went out sad. You know what I'm saying? He waiting on, you know what I'm saying, his mail order bride to pop up off the plane. He thought the one lady that was the stewardess was on there. He thought that was the, you know what I'm saying, the lady. And then come to find out, all of this shit has been a scam this whole time. But after finding out what this bitch ass nigga did, he deserved everything he had. Cause what?
Yeah, he was on that bullshit.
First off, how are you working for the police, right? You are the police. I'm sorry. You are the police. Nigga, let your son know what's going on so he can at least be aware of what the fuck is happening. You leaving this nigga in the dark. So the fact that he ends up at the end of the day pretty much getting killed by his son makes all of the fucking sense. He's sitting there talking like to his son, talking about, yeah, you know, Danvers, you know, she dealing with all her own shit. But, you know, son, blood is blood. Fuck all this cryptic shit you talking, my nigga. Hey, son, I'm in the fucking pickle, okay? I did some shit I wasn't supposed to do. Just to let you know, just in case when this shit come up, you ain't feeling like, dad, what the fuck is going on? I got into some shit I wasn't supposed to get into. Come on, man. Talk to your child. What the fuck is this?
Now, to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
I think, do you think that Hank still kind of looked at him as a child? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think you are either, like, mature enough to deal with this, or is it that he thought that the reason I can't tell you is because you're so close to Danvers, you're going to tell her?
I feel like because he felt, or... because he knew Danvers was pretty much looking that case up, right? And remember,
he had a whole bunch of files at his house to quote unquote save them from getting destroyed.
Yep.
So he had all these case files or whatever, and he knew that his son was pretty much just wanting to be a good cop. And at the end of the day, you know your son want to be a good cop. You know your son is willing to do whatever. You've been talking to your son this whole season about how don't follow everything Denver do. You got to stand up for yourself, so on and so forth. Now, had he let Peter know, Peter, I'm doing some shit. You know, if anything pops up, just know, redirect all of this shit. He could have been alive at the end of the season, but he wasn't. You want to know why? Because he was a bullshit artist. He's a bullshit artist, man. You can't sit there and do some dirt and then not tell your son. And meanwhile, you working with not only the captain or the whoever this nigga is supposed to be, and then what's his name? Ely or Eli or whatever that nigga name was. Ely. You're working with Ely, and you're working with old girl Claire that is supposed to be the head of Sky High Mining Company to cover up all of this shit that they're doing to the fucking community. Meanwhile, the people is out here protesting this bullshit-ass mining company because they poisoning the water. And niggas is getting sick. These motherfuckers is getting so sick that they went back to their roots and start drawing the paintings and the you know what I'm saying, all the shit on their faces to be like, hey, we trying to connect back to our people so we'd know, hey, what the fuck is going on? They trying to connect to their people to figure out what's going on. They can't do it because they got goddamn Flint water.
Yeah, I'm talking about they out there holding protests.
Man.
And then you got Leah out here like, yo, like, these are my people. And then Danvers like, yo, get that shit off your face. And she's trying to control this girl. And it's like, yo, like, at the end of the day, man, like, you know, her heritage and you know what I'm saying, the thing that she's more familiar with is this. But at the same time, she was for that cause.
Nah, you man, I'm going to tell you why she was for that cause. Because this is the thing, right? To all my LGBTQ people out there, okay? Especially the L's, the lesbians. Let me tell you something. Women are not to be trusted. Okay? Women are not to be trusted. Men have been going through this shit for centuries, okay? They are going to go to what is going to protect and provide for them. Leah, you wasn't it, baby. Okay? She seen you getting your ass whooped by a police officer. Yeah. She said, hey, this ain't for me. I got the paint on my face. That's fine. I can wipe this shit off. One thing I'm not going to do is get my motherfucking head cracked by a baton. Leah done got jammed up, you know what I'm saying? Here come Navarro trying to save her, because Navarro know who she is. Navarro trying to save her. Meanwhile, she done got hemmed up. She done got hit with a fucking baton. She got threw on the ground. Leah done went through it. And here come fucking Peter. Yo, how you girl? Fuck her, okay? I'm locked up. This bitch free. Fuck her, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I feel Leah. Leah went through it for no reason, man. Unnecessary.
She really did. Hey, man. Boy, that girl did down on that.
Bro, that bitch backed up. That bitch backed up and went through the crowd like she would. She said, I'm wiping all this shit off. She said, I'm getting all this shit off my face. Because what? I didn't know we was going to get our ass whooped by the police. She said, I'm out of here. That was crazy, man. I was like, God damn, I felt sorry. I felt so sorry for Leah, man. She was going through so much. She was just trying to find she was trying to find her identity. Okay? She just wanted to know who she was. Here come Denver saying, no, you don't need to be a part of that. And next thing you know, she get this girlfriend who like, yeah, let's protest. Let's spray paint buildings and shit. They go spray paint murderers. Guess who get caught? Leah, guess who don't get caught? The little white girl that's with her. You know what I'm saying? It's all fucked up, man. It's all fucked up. Now I'm not blaming the little, whoa, I forgot what the little white girl name was. I'm not blaming her, because it's not her fault. All right, because I ain't gonna lie to you. If I get away with a crime and pin it on somebody else without actually pinning it on them, yeah, I didn't snitch on you. You got caught, nigga. It's on you, right?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. So I don't blame her. I blame Leah. Because why the fuck, first and foremost, are you in high school? First off, you're on the hockey team. You know what I'm saying? You're showing your ass on the hockey rink. You're doing your thing. Why is that your focus? You know what I'm saying? Fuck this girl. You don't know her. You know what I'm saying? Your mom is a cop. She out here. You know what I'm saying? People don't like her. Whatever. But this is the person that's providing food and shelter and everything else for you. You rather go over to Peter's house because your cousin over there. Fuck your cousin. And fuck that girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? None of them was good. Only to find out that you driving her out to a fucking secluded cabin where her and fucking Navarro is going to kick it. It's some bullshit, man. You got your head knocked in for nothing.
That is hilarious.
Oh, that's nothing. You got your head knocked in for nothing, man.
She definitely got her head knocked in for nothing. Mm-hmm. If you believe in something, mm-hmm. then it wasn't for nothing. You know, I mean,
that's not true. That's not true.
Well, just think about it. Look at what happened at that. What is it? The something Pettus Bridge.
The Edmonds Pettus Bridge.
Yeah, like
guess what
they
happened?
Believed in what they believed in. They
definitely did. In. And what happened?
Well, I mean,
niggas got sprayed with water hoses. Niggas got attacked by German shepherds. All that shit. Only for now today, you got young black kids talking about reparations ain't happening, right? Reparations ain't necessary. Meanwhile, everybody that has benefited from civil rights is coming over because a nigga from New York is like, hey, bring all the immigrants. So no, fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? Martin Luther King said it himself. I feel like I've led my people into a burning building. Yes, you have. You wanted to integrate everything. You wanted to motherfucking bring equality and peace. It's about equity. Fuck all that. Let's separate everything. Get these people out y'all town. Get these people out of Ennis. Because I'm going to tell you what. It ain't going to be no supernatural nothing if you get these science people out of here. If you get these cops out of here who don't belong there. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, Navarro, she's dealing with some real shit. Denver, like, hey, what the fuck is going on with you? Bitch, I'm hallucinating. Okay? the ghosts are trying to kill me. The fuck are you talking about? The fuck? What the fuck do you mean what's going on with me? Bitch, I'm seeing shit. The fuck is going on here? Meanwhile, her sister done hallucinated and walked off into the sea butt naked. Here, they sitting at a fire. Denver talking about Julia quit. No, she didn't quit, bitch. The supernatural forces got her. What the fuck is she supposed to do? What the fuck? She cutting this bitch Denver cutting the orange. She laid the orange peel out. It's the same sign that they've been seeing the whole time. She don't say nothing. She don't say nothing. She looking at the place where the tongue was. And then hit her head on the thing and forget everything that's going on. Get these people out of your place. These people don't understand what's going on. There is shit that's going on that is beyond their comprehension. Delete them. Okay? They need to be evacuated because they don't know what's happening. You can't have these type of people around. It's the same shit that happened at Katrina. Everybody down there doing voodoo. What happened? White people come down there doing Mardi Gras. All of a sudden, the levees broke. You can't trust them, man. Get them out of here.
Yo.
Oh, and it's not all of them. It's not all of them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They don't understand. All I'm saying is this. When it comes to shit that's happening, right, and you see some shit that's happening, for instance, Navarro is when they went down to the place where they found Otis Heist, when they went to go find Otis Heist. This nigga is in an abandoned building, talking about the night country, and then she go looking for Navarro. She like, Navarro, I've been looking all over for you. Navarro's ears bleeding. Did she say anything about that? No. She keep complaining about how she had to look for Navarro. Bitch, something is going on. We need to investigate this. Why is her ear bleeding? Why is she sitting at a place that looked like a Christmas tree in Alaska? Who celebrates Christmas in Alaska? Nobody.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah. Think about every time, bro.
Dude, every time Navarro would say some shit, like she would shut that shit down every time. When it was in the crazy ass cave shit, you know what I'm saying? She was like, yo, do you hear that? And then she fucking crawled into the small hole like, Navarro. She's like, shit, what the fuck is this bitch doing? Like,
she fought, Navarro fought through first. Who fought second? Denver. She hit her whole shit. She like, Navarro ain't even think about helping that bitch up. She was like, yeah, bitch, you feel me? Like, come on, man.
She did help her.
She was like, yeah, you see what I'm going through, motherfucker? I just fell through ice. The fuck are we talking about, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, all of this shit, this is the shit I'm talking about. Meanwhile, this nigga Peter over there, right? This is where I knew Denver was on some bullshit, bro. This nigga Peter over there eating soup that Denver made, right?
Yeah.
Denver look at her phone. He asked her, what's going on? This bitch talk about fantasy football. Fam, let me tell you something. Don't mention no fantasy football to me in Alaska, okay? What are we talking about? There's no fucking football team up here. And if you are talking about fantasy football, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I get it. Bitch, no football team is playing up here. What DirecTV package do you have for you to watch the fucking NFL games?
Yo.
Come on, man.
I wonder what time the games come on out there.
In Alaska?
Yeah.
It gotta at least be an hour after California, bro. It gotta at least be an hour after, or at least 30 minutes after California. Whenever Stanford play, they get that game 30 minutes late. It got to be.
Yo, you stupid.
It got to be, bro. It got to be. Because California is like here, right? And then Alaska is like here. Come on, man. What are we talking about?
Yo, that is hilarious.
But them motherfuckers is tripping, bro.
Yeah, it's like this show, man, is, but like first of all, that fucking cave shit tripped me out. Like the whole fucking season, the whole episode 6 was just like that was some wild ass shit. Mm-hmm. Like watching that, and then, you know, Peter and Leah having a conversation, which I'm gonna tell you something, pretty quick on the feet. Because he over there cleaning up, you know what I'm saying, all of the mess and shit, got two dead bodies in the back of a fucking, you know what I'm saying, Suburban and shit. Absolutely. And then Leah come over there and she's just like, yo, like, what are you doing over here? And he was like, I think he said something about like she cooked for him or something. It was something. I forget the reason why he said he came. And then she was like, well, why are you cleaning? And he was like, I guess I made myself useful. You know,
well,
what I mean? Like,
well, we know Leah is gullible, so she gonna
Leah is super gullible.
Yeah, very.
She's very gullible, man. With everything, because even with Denver, man, like every time they would like have an argument, like she would just fucking she would try to stand her own, but then she would always go with Denver's head. And
bro, she let that girl talk her into going to the protest, and she ended up getting her ass whooped. Now, first and foremost, this is the thing that bothers me. That girl had nothing to do with the protest. Why was she involved in the protest? Because none of her people had anything to do with the protest, right? Like, everybody at the protest was Native people, except her, and maybe one other person.
Well, she was, because her dad was.
No, I'm not talking about Leah. I'm talking about her girlfriend. Her girlfriend had nothing to do with this fucking protest. Here they are smearing paint on each other's faces because this lady had died. And then next thing you know, Leah get her ass beat. Where her girlfriend go? She got up out of there.
But this is the funny part about the fucking protest, is that you find out, like, this is, all right, right? So what, we almost all in.
Yeah.
The funny shit about this shit is, these motherfuckers are out there protesting about this case involving this woman.
No, they was protesting because the water was being polluted.
Well, yeah, because of the scientist shit.
Yeah.
Because of the shit that they were doing.
Yep.
And we find out that the scientist was the one who killed the girl.
Oh, my goodness.
And then they went and fucked up the scientist.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Let me ask you a question real quick. Would you let your friends or your coworkers kill your girl?
Fuck no. But this is the thing, though. Now, the way that it went, that, like, because first of all, you outnumbered, right? That's number one. But there has to be.
Wait a minute. Time out. They don't outnumber. Nigga, they got to see me one on one, each one of them.
Well, the thing is, like, well, I hear you. It's not gonna be no situation where I'm just gonna be standing there letting y'all stab her fucking 32 times.
First off, you already stabbed her. I got to see you straight up. Me and you got to duke it out. First off, I'm stealing on you off rip. Because I see you got a weapon and you stabbing my girl. So I got to hit you off rip. Because first and foremost, who are you to be on top of my girl? I even if I don't see the weapon, why are you on top of my girl? That's the question. Right. That needs to be, you know what I'm saying? Now, I done stole off on you. Now, if you eat it, you gotta get up and you gotta eat a couple more. Cause I'm throwing some more if you get up. But if I knock you out and everybody else come down, one by one, I'm knocking everybody out one by one. Like, what are we talking about? Cause nobody's gonna sit here and keep stabbing on my girl. And I don't give a fuck how many first off, they scientists. Don't none of these niggas lift weights. I mean, they run, but okay, you got a little bit of endurance, but if I knock you the fuck out, endurance don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what we talking about?
Yo, that was sick.
That shit was crazy, bro.
And then she's not even dead, and then my man.
Oh my god, and you gotta kill her at the end.
Yo, crazy. But what I'm saying is, those people who were protesting, and yeah, don't get me wrong, they was protesting the polluted water that the scientists was doing.
Yeah.
But they also were disappointed in, they felt like that they wasn't getting justice too.
See, okay, so we find out that at the end of the day, that they were the ones who pretty much led the scientists into the whole storm. Which yeah. ended up ultimately getting them frozen, right? And that was cool. I wasn't mad at that. I think the big deal was the fact that they were protesting the mines, right? Because if you gonna go ahead and just like send these niggas out to pasture in the frozen Arctic, in the frozen tundra, then, I mean, having some kids spray paint murderer on the front of the door of the building ain't enough. Burn that bitch down. Like, yo, get active for real. Because at the end of the day, I mean, it's all of y'all. And it's what? It's maybe six policemen at the end of the day. That office wasn't that big, bro.
Facts.
You seen how them niggas handled Navarro. Like, Navarro came and beat dude up, and they was like, hey, you not about to jump my nigga, bro. So they held her down, and dude beat the shit out of her, and then they start just, like, stumping her out. They packed her out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cali. They packed her out. So if Navarro can get packed out, and she the best fighter out of all of them, you know what I'm saying? Nobody else can fight like Navarro in this whole situation. So if Navarro can, you know what I'm saying, fade these niggas one-on-one, and she ended up getting packed out. Everybody else is like free game.
Now, but how tough Navarro was, if it would have been a situation where it could have been some one-on-ones.
Oh, no. One-on-one, she beat the shit out of dude.
Yeah, that's not the question. She beat the shit out of dude. If his homeboys ain't come help, he would have been done for. That's not the question.
Yeah,
because we already seen that Navarro was. She was a part of a special. She's like a part of like special forces or some shit. Because remember, her one of her soldiers had pretty much had got her like whole, her whole face blew off. At this point, her whole half of her face blew off. She whispers something in Navarro's ear that we see early in the season. And we like, yo, okay, so we know who Navarro is. Navarro is like she about that life.
Okay, oh, yeah.
You had the opportunity to get Navarro out of here, right? You failed at the mission. Y'all beat her up and left her there. First and foremost, I would be nervous off rip. Because when she came and punched dude, she was beating the shit out of dude until his boys jumped in. They thought the shit was funny. They laughed. They're like, ah, wait a minute. This bitch is beating this nigga up. We got to help him. They went to go help this nigga. And that's when he got his blows in. So that's when she went to go see Kavik. And you know what I'm saying? She got a little bit better. She healed up somewhat. And then went to go see Denver. And Denver was like, yo, what the fuck happened to you? And Denver, you know, was like, hey, why you got a black eye? You know what I'm saying? Navarro was like, hey, fuck all that. Look what I found.
Yeah.
She found the marker, which I thought was interesting that they kind of been showing this whole symbol this whole time. And only to find out that the symbol is really just for y'all to know that if you step right here, you're going to fall through the ice. That's all it was. If the symbol didn't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? The whole time we thinking that the hypnotic symbol meant something. The hypnotic didn't mean nothing. It wasn't no hypnotic nowhere around except for you falling through the ice and dying of the cold. I thought that was very, very genius of the writers to add that in. I fucked with that big time.
Hypnotic, but used to love that shit back in college. but now, like, yeah, it was. But come to find out, man, like, so for this show to be called True Detective, and you get the whole full circle, you know what I'm saying, at the end, where these people tell you, like, yeah, like it was us, like we was the one who did it, and then you solve the new case and the cold case at the same time, and you come to find out it's all related, and there aren't going to be any arrests with any of the shit. It's like,
well, I mean, who was they supposed to arrest?
But that's the thing, like, because of them both being really upset about never really solving the first
well,
case, when it came to the girl.
They did solve it because remember. Cause remember when they were interrogating, I think his name was Lund. When they were interrogating him, Navarro was about to shoot him, and Denver walks off.
Yes.
And then Navarro pretty much records him telling his story, and then she walks back, and then that's when her and Denver have that conversation about killing Charlie or whatever.
Yeah, and then he went and he froze out on the ice, right? So what I'm saying is,
no, she killed Charlie. Remember, she killed Charie.
No, not Charlie. I'm talking about the dude that did the confession joint.
Oh yeah. Lund.
Yeah. So he did the confession joint. So now it's like, okay. So when it comes to the girl, everyone that quote unquote could have been arrested are all dead now, right? But then
so we think, yeah.
Yeah, and so then it's like now you look at the other case when it comes to the scientists and shit. Mm-hmm. It's like now it was a weather event, but what we come to find out is that all these native people was the one who bust up in there and you know, shoved them all in the back of the truck and drove them out there, made them get naked and had them go out there and walk to the ice.
As but what I'm should.
Saying is they didn't arrest them for doing that. So what I'm they saying is have. Like, no, they shouldn't have because they was on some bullshit.
Yeah.
But it's also their street justice. But it's also like Y'all spit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Street Justice in Alaska is hilarious.
Yeah, ahead, yeah. They took it upon themselves to be vigilantes, and like, but what I'm saying is, all of this cop work, y'all motherfuckers about to freeze y'all ass off in this fucking place and shit. All of this fucking Danvers that fell in the water, bitch didn't get hyperthermia.
As she should. As she should.
And no arrest made.
And like, man, ain't no arrest to be made. Because first and foremost, right, the motherfucker that you wanted to use to pretty much testify everything, he dies, but you end up getting his testimony. And so you spread that out, and you get that spread out, and then now you don't have to worry about anything else, because when it's all said and done, shit, you got the whole story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got everything you needed.
And mysteriously leaked, but you know.
Absolutely. It got out there mysteriously leaked. Shout out to Danvers. Because she ended up getting what she was supposed to get when she fell through the ice. Excuse me. She got everything she was supposed to get when she fell through the ice, because when Navarro was telling her, yo, I seen Harlan, she like, yo, don't fuck with me. You tripping. Don't play with the mama bear, because I will rip your shit apart. Play with me if you want to. And when she fell through the ice, she heard Harlan. And that's when she got it. She was like, oh, shit, this shit is real.
Yeah. And so that made her a believer.
Absolutely. So once that happened, everything else kind of fell into place. And Navarro, you know, she was like, hey, I've done what I had to do. I'm done with this shit. I'm about to live my life. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to worry about my mom no more. I don't have to worry about my sister no more. I gave her proper burial. We all good. Everything else is squared out. I solved the situation for Anne. So we good now. And I ain't gonna lie. First off, Navarro, Carly Reese, salute to you. Goodness gracious, that's a fine woman. Damn, that's a fine ass woman. But she did what she had to do, man. And I fuck with Officer Navarro.
I do too. Even when they came to that dude, like, man, to walk in on the situation that they walked in on, sometimes the regular justice, man. Not saying that it's okay for a cop to be the judge, the executioner, and all that
the
shit.
The jury, right? Yep.
But you know, when you walk into domestic situations like that, man, it's, you know,
hey, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. So
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, I fought with Navarro as well.
Absolutely. So we covered this, man. Let's get into the fire flames.
Let's do it.
Yoga fire. Yoga flame.
So what are you rating True Detective season 4, brother?
Season 4. I fought with the cast, even though there was some new people I didn't notice. But I think that when it comes to this, everybody did their job. Like I mentioned earlier, like Jodie Foster is one of those people who her name always escapes you, but you know what I'm saying? She always ends up doing a pretty good job. But season 4, I'm gonna give season 4, even though it's now, like, when you look on IMDb, it says part 1, and then. Which I thought it was kind of funny that it was only 6 episodes in the first place. It was kind of weird to kind of end it there. So I think there could be, you know,
some more episodes coming.
Yeah, not all the T's crossed, not the I's dotted. So
yeah,
I'm gonna give this a four. I'm gonna give it a 4, man. I think they did, like I said earlier, I think they did a really good job with, you know what I'm saying, giving enough time to all of the individual stories of the stuff that was important that needed to be touched on. And I think they really kind of answered everything that needed to be answered. So I'm going to give it a 4.
I'm going to give it a 4.5. First and foremost is Jodie Foster. We got to start giving her flowers for everything that she has done. She's been in the game for decades. The cast, Hank, I forgot what his name is, but he's been doing things forever as well. Mm-hmm. Everybody else,
You know what I'm saying? They kind of did their thing. Carly Reese, I keep shouting out to her, but hey, man, let me tell you something. The fact that she was a boxer, right? And she pretty much start turning to acting and she got this role. And I mean, she held it down. I think she did a great job at playing, you know what I'm saying, Agent Navarro. And not only that, you know what I'm saying, to find somebody, I got to give kudos to the casting director and everybody behind them, because to find somebody who is of this lineage, even though it's not, or I'm not going to say it's not, it may not be of the actual lineage, but somebody in this vein, to have somebody play that role, I think is important, because to see yourself on screen is very important. Diversity and inclusion is super important. So to have somebody play that role who is, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to think of the word, but pretty much is of the Native American lineage is very important, right? Especially in fucking Alaska, because we already know that the people in Alaska, and you know what I'm saying, we know how that goes. So I think that was important, right? And then they found other people too to play those roles, which I thought was super important. And that really helped everything become believable. Because if you see like Agent Navarro and then she's like this blonde haired, blue eyed girl, you'd be like, yo, that's not no goddamn Agent Navarro.
Yeah.
So I did appreciate that. But also just the story in general, right? The story, the whole time I'm watching this, I'm thinking that it's this supernatural thing that's hovering over this city, only come to find out that it's just a regular fucking case. You got people who are super into this belief, and then you got other people who are super into this belief, but they're like, yo, we're going to take justice into our own hands, because the cops that are here don't really know what's going on. We've seen that in episode, I want to say maybe 3, where they went to the guy's house. They tried to interrogate him, but they really couldn't, so they couldn't get what they was looking for from it, but they ended up pretty much getting as much information as possible, and it led pretty much all the way to this. So hey man, everything about this motherfucker was fire. 4.5.
Not mad at it.
For sure, man. So let's get into the coming soon.
Let's do it.
Coming soon to own on video and DVD.
The next episode we are covering, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be fun as shit. I'm not going to lie to you. It's Captain America's, Civil War. Captain America, Winter Soldier, is going to be everything that you're looking for. If you haven't seen this movie, climb out from under the rock, climb out from the jail cell, or maybe, you know what I'm saying, just a blindfold you're in. This movie has been out for a while. You should have already seen this. This is one of probably the best Marvel movies ever made. But we're going to get into that on the episode. Have you seen this already?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man.
Cool. So you already know what's going on then. So listen, next episode, y'all be there, y'all be aware, y'all be ready, and we going in, man. If you enjoyed this episode, if you didn't enjoy this episode, if you too think that Agent Navarro, you know what I'm saying, was connected but unconnected from her lineage, hit us up, let us know. On Instagram and Twitter at @ViewAnonPod, on Facebook VA Pod Watch Group. You can also hit us up in the comments on YouTube. And last but not least, make sure you sign up for our paid episodes, $2.99 a month. The link is in the description. Please don't miss out. We got everything you're looking for there. If you like to follow me at Scooz Bronson on Twitter, I got a link tree in my bio. You can follow me everywhere else there.
And y'all can find me at S.Foster8 on Instagram and on X at 28 Minutes or Less Pod. That is on IG and it is on TikTok. Follow the podcast, 28 Minutes or Less. Last episode is, I think it's 147, 147 or 148, which is, you know what I'm saying, it's still Respect to Lady Cox. Yes. But, yeah, I mean, that's all I got right now.
That's what's up, man. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for watching. As always, your support is greatly appreciated. And until next time.
That's a wrap. Cut.
Clever with barely any effort. This is chess, not checkers. Play with Esco, man. You niggas know better. I already know. I'm a king, man. This shit.
It's rock time, so you know what that mean. Fresh off the bench, about to go Kobe. No off days, nobody can guard me. When